This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips podcast. I am your host, as always, Richard James Rogers. And today, I really felt compelled to address a tweet that went out yesterday. This is from HKA Teaching. Once again, that's at HKA Teaching. And the tweeter, known as Hannah, thinks that Kahoot is basically a waste of time. And this is what she says, and I quote, "Kahoot is a form of temporary engagement," and she puts engagement in inverted commas, "and lacks any real purpose. It requires students to have their mobile phones out and encourages apathy. Students deserve better. I said what I said." End quote. Well, I really do have to address this because it points to two main things, really, this tweet. Number one, the way in which teachers are using live quiz apps is an issue, such as Kahoot. And number two, Kahoot is not the only live quiz app out there. And what I would say is Kahoot and other live quiz apps are not a waste of time. They do have a purpose in the classroom, and they do involve good engagement and good forms of formative assessment if they are planned and executed properly. Now, a few things I want to say to Hannah and anyone out there who uses live quiz apps, which I strongly recommend. Firstly, of course, if you very quickly go on to Kahoot or Blockit or Quizlet and for a few seconds you type in your subject, for example, Henry VIII history, chemistry of atoms, whatever your subject is, mathematics of calculus, whatever it is, you quickly type that in Kahoot or you quickly type that in a live quiz app, yes, you're going to get a range of different things, different quizzes that teachers have created. And if you very quickly choose one of those and show them to your class and get your class to do that quiz, it's going to be random. The quality is going to be random. So Kahoot and Blockit and quizzes and Quizlet Live, Rolljack, iSpring Quizmaker, these great live quiz apps only lack purpose and only offer a temporary form of engagement if the teacher lacks purpose and if the teacher has not planned the execution of that live quiz app properly. So here's my tips, okay? Number one, spend a little bit of time looking at the quiz that you've searched for. Check the questions. Are they spelt properly? Is the grammar correct? Do the questions in the quiz that you've searched for, whether it's Kahoot, Blockit, Quizlet Live, whatever it is, do those questions align correctly with the curriculum you're delivering? This is a basic, this is an absolute basic. And to say that Kahoot is useless, doesn't have any real purpose, encourages apathy, just straight out like that without any justification, to me really is very surface level, and doesn't really explore the depth of what live quiz apps like Kahoot can offer. So spend time checking the questions. That's my first tip. Number two, if there's nothing on Kahoot or Quizlet Live or Blockit or whatever it is, then spend a little bit of time creating your own live quiz. And it actually doesn't take that long, I have to admit. My favorite when it comes to creating a live quiz is Quizlet, and I'll tell you why. Quizlet, if you haven't tried it, is basically a series of flashcards. One side has a question, the other side has an answer. Or you could have a definition and a term. You can work with it the way you want to. But once you've set up, let's say, 20 questions on Quizlet, that then can become a live quiz game. It can become flashcards that the children can use for revision. There are games built into Quizlet like matching games and test kind of features that it has. But also you can integrate Quizlet into other live quiz apps like Quizzes as well. And it will automatically sync with other live quiz apps. So spend a little bit of time on these apps. Of course, if you just randomly search for a random topic on a live quiz app, yes, you're going to get a lot of things that don't match your curriculum in there. You're going to get a lot of trash in there. So spend some time, create your own quiz. And my third tip would be, don't just use Kahoot. I don't know why so many teachers are fixated on this one app. There are so many. I've mentioned quite a few today. Blookit, Quizlet, Quizzes, iSpring Quizmaker, Rolljack. There's lots of different live quiz apps that can be utilized in the classroom, which are Kahoot style, but they're not the same as Kahoot. One of my favorites is Blookit, because it has different styles of game that the children can interact with. My fourth tip to Hannah and to others is that live quiz apps don't have to be delivered immediately in the lesson as a multiple choice quiz that the children do on their phones. They can be set as homework as well. There's assignment features within these apps where you take the link, put it on your Google Classroom or your VLE, or share it with the students, and they do it as a homework. So anyone who just sees Kahoot or these live quiz apps as a waste of time, lack purpose, they encourage students to use their phones and encourage apathy, I would say you're not looking deeply enough and investigating these apps deeply enough or utilizing these apps widely and broadly and properly. Investigate how you can use these apps properly. So one more time to go through my four tips. Number one, check every question carefully on a live quiz before you give it to your students. Number two, don't just use Kahoot, use a variety of different apps. Number three, create your own questions. If you don't like the questions on Kahoot or an app, create your own. And finally, trying to remember the final one now, what was it? You can set the questions as homework. You can set assignments. So one more thing before I go, everyone. I've actually written a very, very popular blog post over at richardjamesrogers.com, which goes through my most recommended live quiz apps for use in the classroom and for homework assignments. You may have heard me mention some apps today you've never heard of before, like Rolljack, iSpring Quizmaker, Blookit, and so on. So check out that blog post. It's linked in the show notes of this podcast episode. So thank you, everybody. Until next time, bye-bye for now.